This is the Well-Being Report on WDIY, discussing the vital conditions for health and well-being in the Lehigh Valley. Featuring WDIY's Margaret McConnell and Dr. Samantha Schock, Executive Director at the Leonard Parker Poole Institute for Health. Now, here's Margaret and Samantha.
Hello and welcome to the Wellbeing Report on WDIY 88.1 FM. This show is co-presented with the Leonard Parker Poole Institute for Health and explores the vital conditions essential for people and communities to thrive. I'm your host, Margaret McConnell, joined by my co-host, Samantha Schock. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Margaret. Great to be here.
So as we've shared every episode throughout 2026, we've been exploring belonging and civic muscle in action, the relationships, trust, voice, and shared responsibility that help communities work together and shape their future.
That's been fun, hasn't it?
Of course, it's always fun.
We've looked at a lot of different components and angles about how to create belonging and civic muscle. It sounds like a really good thing, but it's hard to think through how do we actually do this in day-to-day practice. Last month, we had the opportunity to hear from two residents who have become neighbors and are now serving in leadership roles. And we talked about how leadership can grow through everyday relationships. And leadership doesn't have to be a formal thing, but how are we stewards of the future that we want to see? Today, we're continuing that conversation by looking at what it takes for residents to carry that leadership into public systems and civic institutions that affect our day-to-day lives.
Okay, so when you say public systems, do you mean groups like local government, school boards, PTAs, zoning boards?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay, so these groups make decisions every day that influence neighborhoods and determine opportunities for children and families, right?
Yes, sometimes without us even knowing it.
Yes, so it's important to get involved. And how do you choose to step into those roles? And
It's really questions, right? I mean, does anyone really want to step into those roles in today's day and age, right? It's hard to think about opting into saying yes to want to run for or be on a committee, given some of what we see in the news. But I think that it's also a really meaningful thing. So meaningful community engagement requires more than inviting residents to just offer feedback. That's great. That's a first step. But people also need access, knowledge, relationships, and clear pathways into leadership. How do you go from being a resident to taking on a leadership role? And how do you know how to use that platform once you're there and make sure that your voice is being heard in a way that really helps the greater good? When those pathways exist, residents can move from responding to decisions to helping to actually make them, which is really the goal, right? That's why we advocate. It's why we want to be able to speak up, is so that we can actually help make decision-making happen. That's really important expression of both civic muscle and shared stewardship a lot, you know, which we've talked about in almost every episode this season, and one that we don't really get training on anywhere. I know I didn't get training on this, right? I didn't have a class that taught me how to run for office or serve on a committee. Allentown has no shortage of residents who deeply care about the issues that are important to the people who are living here, but caring about it and knowing how to influence it are two different things, and understanding the system and the role that you can play.
Definitely. There is not a lot of training out there that talks to people about how you can get involved. Sometimes people are just stepping in because it's like, well, I want to do something and I don't really know what or how.
Exactly.
So now we've got Cohesion Network. They are working to create one of those pathways through a new Civic Leadership Academy, which is a 9-month program that will prepare Allentown residents to lead in their community, shape public policy, and participate in civic institutions, which is super cool.
Yes, and I'm so excited to share that the Academy's first cohort will be starting this fall, long time in the making, and they will complete 22 sessions led by content area experts, so bringing in people who are experts in different areas, while building the knowledge, skills, relationships, and support needed to create change. The program is designed so that graduation is not the end. So you go through this program, you graduate from it, and that is great. But really, the goal is that participants will remain connected through an ongoing network for continued learning and civic action.
So joining us to discuss why Allentown needs a clearer path into public life and what residents can expect from the Civic Leadership Academy is Laura Ballack-Cole. She's the Director of Community Engagement for Cohesion Network. Laura, welcome to the Wellbeing Report.
Thank you so much for having me.
Before we get into the Civic Leadership Academy, tell our listeners a little about you and Cohesion Network. Specifically, what is the organization's mission? And how does community engagement show up in your work?
Sure. I was thrilled to be brought on by Cohesion at the start of this year. I've admired them as an organization since before I moved back to Pennsylvania 4 years ago. So a little bit of background on me. I've been working in the nonprofit or public sector for my whole career. I've worked in various states. I started in New York to Florida to Texas to Boston, Massachusetts. And when I was moving from Boston, I was looking for a job in Allentown. So naturally, I got a subscription to the Morning Call. And I remember reading about Cohesion and their involvement with Allentown's Vision 2030, and just thinking like, "Wow, that's an organization doing amazing work. Like, I want to get to know them." And so when I first got to the Lehigh Valley, I was working in Allentown as the mayor's manager of civic innovation, but now I'm very happy to be back on the community side of things. The work that Cohesion does, it's centered on a simple belief: when people are connected, equipped, and trusted to lead, neighborhoods thrive. Community engagement's central to our work. It's what we do. Our founders started with a character education program in schools, thinking about, they both grew up in Allentown and they thought about, well, here are the things we wish someone had taught us when we were young. So they took it upon themselves to start doing that in schools. And that sort of then grew naturally to, they were working with children, they started working with parents, and the parents started saying, hey, we want to meet. So that sort of naturally grew into starting a few neighborhood groups around the city. And now we're very excited to be launching Civic Leadership Academy.
So exciting. Truly, we've been watching this slowly unfold over the last 2 years. So to be at this milestone moment is great. And so just want to share that for our listeners that this is not something that was thought up overnight. We've been doing a lot of, work behind the scenes to think about, is this the right program? Is this the right place? And Cohesion has really been gracious enough to step in a leadership role to fill this gap that we identified. So we said earlier, Allentown has no shortage of people who care, right? We know just walking around, you see lots of people who have very strong opinions about what should be happening in public life in Allentown. But what does that mean? What did you or we observe that made that gap feel important to address? And how did we come to land on this model for resident training?
I think what we're talking about is systems change work, right? And through systems change work, there's no single entry path, right? There's no single path into public life. It's going to look different for everybody. And that can feel really overwhelming when the systems are so large and complicated, bureaucratic. When I was working at the city, the mayor is very interested in civic engagement, like what makes people engage or not. And we did a lot of research, and we actually develop this idea that, hey, we actually should help train people. Like, we our authorities, boards, and commissions in the city are just always woefully understaffed. It's hard to get people to step up for these really important roles. And so we had said, like, 3 or 4 years ago, oh, it would be great if we could have a class that teaches people, governance roles. And so, Sam, when you came to us and said, hey, there's this organization out in Cincinnati called School Board School, it was this eureka moment of like, that's exactly what we're looking for. Our friends over at School Board School have built this really robust program. I think they're going into their 8th year, 7th or 8th year. So this program has been, evaluated, vetted, and it's doing big things in Cincinnati. So we're really excited to be bringing it to Allentown.
What is lost when the residents and families most affected by public decisions are not represented in the rooms where those decisions are made?
I think what you miss out most on is the understanding of the problems, right? There are so many well-meaning politicians, people in positions of power who want to do right by the community, but if you don't actually know what the community is going through, how, we've seen it all the time that, the most well-meaning policy has these unintended consequences. So we really need people who are closest to the issues to be making these decisions. A quick example, the city has a sweep department, and this is made to curb quality of life incidents, trash on the sidewalks, things like that. They have a pretty strict policy that if your trash can's out before 5 p.m., that you get a ticket. Where a lot of our neighbors are working second shift, so they're not home. So either they put their trash can out before 5 p.m. or they don't put their trash out. So just something simple like that. It's a policy because people made it, but it's never been interrogated. We're not questioning our assumptions. We need more people to help us understand what the assumptions are.
Right. You can't make decisions and expect that you can, walk in everyone's shoes and understand everybody's lifestyle and what's going on with them. So it's important to have that diversity at the table, right? I mean, I know the D word is like a bad word now all of a sudden, but I mean, this is the.
Absolutely. It's diversity of all kinds of things. It's
That's right.
diversity of
Exactly.
opinions, it's diversity of thought, it's diversity of experience. Whenever you get into a monoculture, you start to make bad choices. You're not actually vetting these decisions, and you're not actually understanding how they're impacting the wider community.
Right. So let's talk about the pathway that Cohesion Network is creating. How does civic leadership fit into their mission and focus? And tell us more about the Civic Leadership Academy and what it is trying to accomplish.
So, building on the last question, our founder Darian always says those who are closest to the problems are the ones who are closest to the solutions, right? So, our sort of mission statement at Civic Leadership is we equip community advocates with the knowledge and network to drive systemic change. So, knowledge being, I mean, knowledge of self, knowledge of the system, understanding the difference between governance and management. We do a lot of self and leadership development work, but we also take these deep dives into the systems and get into the weeds of, well, how are these decisions made? How are resources allocated? But the bigger part, and Sam mentioned this earlier, is the network. Individuals don't change systems alone. It requires coalitions and networks coming together to change systems. So if we can be the organization, and among others, you both are examples of amazing organizations who are trying to bring people together to do this work. I think we are filling the niche of, okay, well, how do we get more people into maybe these elected positions, into these positions of decision making, and just connect all the dots? There are so many people who care about Allentown, who know that it can be a place where families thrive, and it's still not. And so how do we connect all the people who believe that that's true? That's the way we're going to make change here.
One of the things that you said was about governance versus management. And I think that was one of the early things that was appealing to me as we started to explore this concept is, what does good governance look like? How do we know it when we see it? And if there isn't good governance, how are we helping to fix or correct that, right? And I think a lot of what we see is scope creep sometimes of some of our committees or boards, or not, a lack of understanding of what the role is for that committee or group. And this could be as small as like joining a PTA at school or, running for office. There's such, an extreme range of what civic engagement can look like and something that we can all do. But, you talked about 22 sessions. That's not a small amount. And you highlighted some of the things that you'll be talking about in those sessions. What type of experts are you looking at to bring in for those sessions? Who are you relying on to help do some of this training?
So these are almost exclusively expert-led, right? There's very few sessions where myself or our team is leading these. It's really geared around bringing experts in and having our members interface with them and ask good questions and build their network with, these real people doing the work in Allentown. So we have, legislators who are currently legislating in the Lehigh Valley. We have, former school officials. We have some national partners coming in to talk about. There's a session that's explicitly about how policy gets made on all of these levels, like locally, at the state level, nationally. We're just tapping into this, again, this amazing network of people who are really working for Allentown and introducing them to this new cohort, right? These are the people who are going to be shaping Allentown tomorrow. So, how do we get them networked with the people who are shaping Allentown today?
So, does someone need to see themselves as a future candidate for elected office to belong to this program? Or what other forms can civic leadership take?
Yeah, absolutely not. You do not have to want to run for office. You don't have to be, thinking about your campaign. I think civic leadership also means advocacy. It means accountability. Those are really important functions that tend to be unsung and tend to be, it's just as important that, you have people on the dais making the decisions, that you have community members in the seats making sure that they're following up on those decisions and seeing, okay, are these promises being kept? Is this person saying the same thing and that they said last time that they're going to say next time? And that advocacy piece, even legislators can't do it alone. Legislators, I look at all the campaign mailers that are coming out and everyone's saying, I'm going to lower the cost of groceries. I'm going to build more affordable housing. No one's going to do that by themselves. You need residents to come and support you, whether that's coming to a rally, whether it's writing letters, whether it's organizing fundraisers. There are so many spaces in which just everyday people need to get involved. And I think that we're trying to address this issue that's, an issue nationally, right? We politicized our politics 30 years ago, and so it's professional organization. And so gone are the days of the wheat-paste campaign. But we need to bring that back because we've seen how things suffer when regular people are not involved in the decision-making process. Again, we would love for our graduates to go on to run for office, but that is definitely not the only, that's not the top tier of civic leadership as we're defining it. We're really encouraging every member, like, this is a journey. There are so many paths. So your job is to find your path, no matter what that looks like for you.
What we talk about in all of our cross-sector partnership work is finding the thing that you can do to contribute to a great something that's bigger than you, right? And so I think that embodies that same idea of not everyone needs to be running for office. In fact, most people probably shouldn't be running for office, but it does not mean that you can't contribute in some really meaningful way. And finding out what that means for you, given your life and your experience and your expertise and the sort of impact you want to have over time, I think that's a really cool part of the program too, is that it's giving lots of options and helping people think about, for me, for my given situation, where do I fit into all of that? So we talked about the D word of diversity and that, not necessarily being something that we highlight as much these days. But in creating this first cohort and for all the future cohorts, I know that diversity and lived experience was important as you were weighing who would be a good fit for this and how do we put together the right group of people. Why is representation central to the Academy's design, and particularly when the goal is to create more equitable outcomes for children? Why does diversity matter?
I mean, I think we talked about it earlier that if you don't have enough varied voices around the table, you're not going to be making good decisions. Everybody loves to talk about, oh, Allentown's had this amazing demographic shift, but our leadership has just not kept pace with that shift. It's time. But, I think, as we've said, diversity in today's age can be a sort of a dirty word, but we're also talking about ideological diversity, right? We're in Pennsylvania. That's a purple place. I think looking at politics as this zero-sum game has been really toxic for us. And, we're trying to say, hey, if we're values aligned, if everybody agrees that families deserve the opportunity to thrive, we might come at that value from different places. But if we can all agree on that value, we agree 80% of the way, why is the 20% keeping us from working together to get things accomplished, right? This gridlock is just what is wearing us down. We have to look at sort of these two sides as more of a yin and yang and keeping things in balance so that, again, if we have more ideas in the room, we're going to get to the idea that is actually better for our community, right? We can't just have one side or the other. Again, when we talk about getting leadership that is representative of what Allentown looks like today, when we're thinking about networks, again, having elected leaders that look like the community that they're serving means that you now have access to those networks of people that they're connected to. Again, with the leadership that we have right now, they're doing their best. They're out there campaigning, they're, door knocking, but it's not the same as, hey, I went to, this guy's wedding or my niece's quinceañera, right? Like it's time for our leadership to reflect what Allentown looks like today.
Yeah, so going back to the academy itself and the time commitment, this is 9 months. So it's a significant commitment. What do you hope, or what is the goal? Maybe it's not hope. What is the goal, and what's the outcome you're looking for?
I think, as I mentioned, it's about knowing that there's no single path into public life, but there is your path. And so by the end of the program, we're hoping that members are going to feel confident in their unique gifts, whether they're a good public speaker or they're a project manager or they're just a relational, whatever their gifts are, they're going to be very grounded in what those are. And through those, they're going to figure out, well, what is my lane? What do I care about deeply? And again, there are an endless number of problems. That's one thing that we say is like, we don't need to compete. Allentown's got enough problems. There's enough to go around. So we don't have to be arguing over who gets the credit or anything. There is a specific lane for you, but it takes discernment. It takes reflection to figure out, well, what is, I always say, it's like, what's my hill to die on? I can't die on every hill. I can only die on one. But at the same time, it's not solitary work, because if you are on your path in your lane and you're connected to other people who are on their path in their lane, well, that's how we're going to move the system, because I'm focused on my goal, but I'm connected to other people who are helping me and I'm supporting them as well.
Yeah, you and I have had a lot of conversations about the parallels between this program and our Pool Fellowship for Health that we've had over the last decade, right? And the idea that 9 month training, it's not like you learn this and then all of a sudden you're an expert and you're good, right? That, for the Pool Fellowship for Health, it's more about nonprofit leaders and being able to have the skills to work across sectors. But there's such similarities when we're talking about systems change. And again, we need all of us in all of these ways. So it's, that capacity building that we're doing here locally at multiple layers, it's nice to have this sort of be an additional piece to that. But I know, and we started at the top of the show with saying that it's not just about the 9 months. It is about being part of this network as you go forward after that. And part of that is the continued learning that happens, right? It's not just when you're in the classroom learning, but then, all right, you've got your plan, you're going to do the thing that you think is your lane, and you hit a roadblock, or life changes, or a new opportunity presents itself. So talk to me about how you're thinking about that support beyond those 9 months, that network that you will be building, and what some of the opportunities will be for people to stay engaged.
There's going to be several bigger events. There's going to be policy pitch nights. We hope someday to do candidate forums. But throughout the program, again, we're really highlighting members' agency. Like, you have power. You have a voice. If you have an idea, enlist a friend and go do it, right? And so I think as we grow this network, having platforms or ways to help connect people as they have ideas, or just, will be sort of in the background doing that matchmaking. I like to say, if you've ever seen this show, The Great British Bake Off, they get people from all walks of life. There's this old Scottish grandmother and this posh, like, London metropolitan guy, and they're best friends by the end. And that's what I'm sort of seeing for this cohort. Again, it's a very diverse class, but everybody has the same goal in common, which is, a more thriving Allentown. So some of the things I hope to see are, there's a decrease in social isolation, right? People are just coming together more to solve problems. They don't feel so helpless. And I think we will just continue to highlight to members, like, there's many ways to participate in the system, whether it's volunteering, just voting, mobilizing voters, attending these civic meetings. Like, part of our program is that we take field trips to school board meetings and city council meetings. Those are open to the public. You can go at any time. You can go to the zoning hearing board in the middle of the day. Like, just show up. Genesis Ortega at the city has now got these meetings in 4K. So you can see them. You can see every detail on everyone's face. So organize watch parties with your friends. Just like, make sure that these meetings, like, people are going to hear the decisions that are being made. Even something like, I know you were talking about it on the last show, an increase in neighborliness. You can be a leader by just being a good neighbor and, welcoming the people moving in. shoveling your neighbor's sidewalk. There's just, we hope to demonstrate to members that there are so many ways that you can be a civic leader. That's one of the things I'm excited about, of, as we become a more mature program, just how do we help people stay connected? What does that alumni network look like? That's going to be cool.
One of the things that we have observed in Allentown is a low voter turnout for elections. And so, curious if you're thinking about this as something that might help move the needle on that in some way. What is that one of the larger impacts you might look at?
I mean, absolutely. That's one of the hallmarks of civic engagement is what are the voter turnout rates? I expect to be surprised and inspired by what our members take on, right? I think so many people are just disenchanted with the system, and so they just stop participating. I think I heard recently it's civic fatigue that everybody has. Or civic trauma, right? People are just like, well, my vote does it even matter? And I think the opportunity with these local positions is that, again, you can get to know the zoning hearing board members. You can get to know the school board members. They are neighbors with you. And so when people start to see that those feedback loops are being closed and like, hey, I asked for this thing or I advocated for this thing and it changed, they're going to get more fired up about the process. There's a lot of work to be done, obviously, but I think that people will be inspired to, again, this happens twice a year. So this could be another yearly event that we do of just in my old nonprofit, we used to do phone banking. We would just call people, ask them about their plan to get to the polls. When you have a network engaged towards this stuff, there's an endless number of things you can do to inspire people. But I think the big thing is that I've heard from people like, well, I don't vote because I just, all the candidates are just kind of meh. And so we're saying, like, well, we're going to build a better bench. We're going to build a roster that people can get excited about, that they're going to want to run to the polls and vote.
Cohort one is about to kick off, but you will be launching a second cohort. Want to talk about how people can get involved and start looking at that process for the second cohort?
Yeah, absolutely. So we like to say, if you have ever been frustrated by the way the system works in Allentown, and you would like to join a network of people who want to do something about it, then this program is for you. We are looking for team players. We're looking for lifelong learners. We have a wait list, well, just an interest form at bit.ly/AAllentown, C, L, A. You can also just check out more about the program on cohesionnetwork.org/civic-leadership-academy. You got to let the people know exactly what the syntax is.
Okay, so closing us out here, this conversation reminds us that turning that care into civic influence requires clear pathways into the institutions and systems where decisions are made.
Absolutely. Building civic muscle means helping residents develop the knowledge, the relationships, the confidence, and access needed to exercise leadership. It also means recognizing lived experience as expertise in and of itself and creating space for residents to help shape, not simply respond to, the decisions affecting their communities.
Yeah, so we're grateful to Laura Ballack-Cole for joining us and sharing how Cohesion Network's Civic Leadership Academy is working to build that pathway for Allentown residents.
As we continue our season on Sense of Belonging and Civic Muscle in Action, we'll keep exploring the people and practices that strengthen shared stewardship and help communities shape their future together.
For myself, Margaret McConnell, and Samantha Schuck, thanks for listening to the Wellbeing Report on WDIY. You can always listen to this program on our website at wdiy.org. Until next time, be well and stay connected.
This has been the Wellbeing Report on WDIY. Thank you for listening. This episode and others are archived and available online at lppih.org and on wdiy.org, and also can be accessed on your favorite podcast streaming platform.